Good evening. I'd like to call the November 26th, 2013 School Board of Trustees meeting to order. With our apologies to those of you in the audience for being so long, but we had some rather extensive discussions on some issues that really needed to be addressed, so we appreciate your patience. At this time, I'd like to ask Mrs. Morrison Fair, if you would be kind enough to open our meeting with prayer and pledge of allegiance. Would you all please stand?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let us bow our heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, tonight we pray for all the many blessings that we both individually and collectively enjoy. Allow all good and humble characteristics within each of us to dominate throughout this season. We pray for wisdom, direction, and peace for everyone under the sound of my voice. We especially pray for our children and their families, for whom we have been given the responsibility to make wise decisions which affect so many future generations. Therefore, during this special Thanksgiving season, we simply would like for each individual in their own way to simply say thank you. We humbly pray these words. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic on which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
As usual, I want to thank Mrs. Bush for the flowers that are on the dais this evening for a commemoration of Thanksgiving, and as always, they're a very nice touch to the evening's meeting. Thank you very much, Debbie. The next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Second.
I have a motion to approve. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors. We have five individuals that have requested time to speak. Before we do move on to this, I would like to take a point of personal privilege and welcome some students from USC Upstate and from Furman University. They're in the audience tonight. Would you, ladies and gentlemen, please stand if you're a student from either or any of the colleges in the area that are here. Having to be here tonight, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, is a notable thing, and we want to thank you for your time and your patience. Hope you learned something. Thank you very much. As per our policy, we want to welcome all of those this evening who have signed up to speak before us. We want to thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone of the following procedures. Each speaker will be called by name. You'll be asked to come to the end of the dais next to Mr. Suddeth, where you will find the microphone and light system. Each speaker is given 3 minutes. There is a light system on the dais. When you get to the second minute of your time, the yellow light comes on. When the third minute is complete, the red light will indicate that your 3 minutes have expired. Per policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with a speaker or respond to any comments. And the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker's concerns or issues in a timely manner.
Receptive,
One of them's the Radical Education Elite and Agenda 21. The other is Common Core Lessons Blasted for Sneaking Politics into Elementary Classrooms. The one about sneaking politics into the elementary classrooms deals with 6 points, but I would just want to read two or three of them. The president's choices affect everyone. He makes sure the country's laws are fair, and government officials' commands must be obeyed by all. And the last one, an individual's wants are less important than the nation's well-being. This article goes on to explain the job of making sure the laws are fair is not the president's. It is the judicial branches. The executive branch is to administer laws. An example that places the well-being of the nation above the wants of the individual appears to run counter to the basic principles of the Bill of Rights. This other article here states about Agenda 21. Common Core is a part of the United Nations Agenda 21. It's a Marxist movement to bring Marxism to the whole world. This man writes, the overarching goal of Agenda 21 is to establish international norms of personal behavior that are dictated by a group of the world's so-called enlightened elite who believe that they know best how people ought to live, therefore they should be allowed to tell them how they should live. What a nonsense. Think what Hitler did with that philosophy. Think what Lenin and Stalin and Mao Zedong, so many others. It says, whether intentionally or unintentionally, the progressives laid the foundation for Agenda 21 in the 1960s when it became unlawful to pray in government schools. In place of prayer, schools began sex education classes with the rationale that such a curriculum would prevent unwanted pregnancies. Of course, the program was a failure, and the progressives simply changed the objective of sex education programs to preventing sexually transmitted diseases. And it says the sex education that the children are being exposed to is gay, normal gay activity, lesbians, bisexuals, transgender sex, in addition, U.S. schools, while prohibiting even a hint of Christianity in classrooms, have actually directed children to play the part of Muslims, complete with Islamic texts, Muslim costumes, and holiday festivities. Thank you, folks. Get on your knees before God and ask Him to abolish this.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Our next speaker is Valerie Logan.
My name is Valerie Logan. I am the founder of Every Generation People of Solutions.
Would you pull the microphone down, please, ma'am, so we can hear you a little better? Thank you. Okay.
My name is Valerie Logan. I'm the founder of Every Generation People of Solutions. The reason I'm here is because my grandson was a part of an incident of bullying. I don't know if anyone on this board have ever been affected in their family by one of their kids being bullied. It's not a great feeling. It's not a great feeling at all because it leads to other things. And I think it really needs to be addressed before things get out of hand here in Greenville. We seem to not let anything be noticed until it affects our home. It is at our home, all of our home, because we're having murdering and all that stuff taking places in schools. And it's due to the fact that there's a lack of supervision that's being addressed in the school system. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that the parents are not being required to participate as they should when their child is found to be guilty of bullying. They should be required to come before the school, before the parents of the kids that's been bullied, and it should be addressed in that matter instead of a one-on-one base, because my grandson, not only was he bullied by a kid at school, he also became the villain. And I was very displeased with the action. Although it was resolved, it has motivated me to come and stand before you all and tell you all that I'm not going to stop until I see some action. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Tracy Fant.
So I keep this right here. Hello, I'm Tracy Fant, CEO of ThinkTwice.org, and I come before you once again to discuss what you probably already know, the issue of bullying. As you know, bullying has been in our national news media for a couple of weeks now. However, even last year, a lot of attention was brought here locally to the issue. What we come before you as parents and concerned citizens and students is to ask you if you would just consider a few requests that we have. The first request that we have is a parent-student-teacher council, which is an open line of communication. The council will meet monthly, and it will actually ask the students how they feel about bullying. It would open up a complete dialogue about bullying, give the complete definition of bullying, and also make the children more comfortable about discussing the issue. The second thing that we would like is parent-teacher workshops that involve both parents and teachers that successfully learn how to identify bullying. ThinkTwice.org is my organization. We do free workshops, and I will be more than happy to show you all our slideshow one day if anyone is willing to watch it. That way we can go over the ins and outs and you all can tell us what we can and can't do. Just allow us to come into a school to do a presentation with parents and teachers. A link to the K-12 website, which redirects visitors to anti-bully sites that specifically identifies useful bullying resources, which means when a parent goes to the K-12 website, right there on the opening page, they click on a link and it directs them straight to bully resources. So they look online, identify bullying, identify different things like how to report bullying, how to know if your child is a bully also, and ways to address it with the school, because that's one thing as parents a lot of us lack, and that's the knowledge of addressing the schools in the correct manner and getting the attention to the issue. The third thing is a zero tolerance policy. Parents should be contacted on the first occurrence that bullying is identified. This doesn't mean that the student be kicked out of school on the first occurrence. However, it means that the conversation is open to the families of the child that's being bullied, the child that's doing the bullying, and everyone sit down and collectively come up with a conclusive effort as far as to not only let the child that's being bullied know, that's being bullied know that you're concerned for his safety, but also let the child that's doing the bullying know that, you know, we're trying to address this issue in a calm, nice manner, and that way it won't escalate into a violent situation. Thank you for your attention. I'm sure I'll hear from someone on the board soon. I appreciate your listening.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Next speaker is Lisa King.
Hi, my name is Lisa King. I'm a mother of a child who's been bullied. We found out later in the year, before school started back, she didn't tell us. That is a common thing with children. They don't tell. They feel intimidated. At school, when it was happening, I think she felt left out. She felt like the adults that were supposed to protect her, supposed to keep her safe, let her down, got to the point where she did not feel safe going back to that school. I contacted, tried to find some resolutions to that. The only option we had was to put her in another school. It was, the only option was one school out of the whole Greenville County. And that was the school that all the bully children go to, the ones that have been in trouble, attend. She became not the victim anymore. She became the trouble one that we didn't know, they didn't have nowhere to put her. There was no room for her in a school in a reasonable air transportation area to where we live. We had to take her and put her in a private school. It's something that we had to find one we could afford, and it is in another county. She has to live with another family member through the week. We don't see her maybe once or twice during the week because of this. There are no options. There needs to be more options of where these children can go other than sending them to the schools to where you send the trouble kids that get expelled from these schools. And to tell a parent they only have, there is no option for them. You're making the child feel also like they're the victim again. They should be able to go into a school where they feel safe, where they can learn, not fear for their safety every day. We had many issues going to the doctor, not knowing what was going on. Like I say, when we found out, it was too late. It's not right to separate families just to go to a school in your county. It's not right. And I don't know how to resolve that. Like I said, I went to an administrative person, and they told me that there was nothing they could do. There was one option, and that was the school, like I said, that was down in the numbers. That's the only place they could fit her. And I can't send my child to another school that she does not feel safe. She makes good grades. They went down this past year to the bullying and trying to get her in another school. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. King. Torrance Bussey, I hope I pronounced this correct.
It's okay. It's a difficult name, I understand. My name is Tarius Bussey.
Okay,
I, as well, am here to talk to you all about bullying. As I was waiting out in the lobby, I picked up a book titled Historic Greenville and happened upon the Greenville County Schools section, in which one of the initiatives in the education plan was to provide an environment that is supportive of learning in our school system. And an environment that is truly supportive of learning, to me, is also a bully-free environment. I'm going to share some shocking statistics with you that were published by the CDC. 14% of high school students have considered suicide, and almost 7% have attempted it. Bullying victims are between 2 to 9 times more likely to attempt to take their own lives. As someone who was bullied as a child and who also attempted to take my life on several occasions, I can tell you that this is no light matter. If any of you have been bullied or have known anyone who was personally bullied, you know that this heinous act causes serious psychological damage to the person who is bullied and also to the bully. There is a need for a true zero tolerance policy within Greenville County Schools, and to say that there is no bullying problem in our school district is simply foolish. We need guidance counselors who actually counsel instead of academically advise our students. Our bullies need to be helped because they too are hurting. It is a fact of life that hurting people hurt other people. And we need to counsel the people who are being bullied. As it was so beautifully said in the opening prayer tonight, you all, as the members of this Board of Trustees, have been called to, with wisdom, guide and protect the students of this district, and we as a community are to do the same in supporting you. We elect you into this office because we believe in you and we trust you to do just that, protect the young minds of the future generation and to support them in every aspect of their health and well-being, including that which is psychological. Please believe that all of us who stand here before you today who are concerned about this bullying issue will return until we see noticeable change within our school district. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. The next item of business in order is item 4.01, the superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Before we move into the formal report, I do have one introduction to make. You all, I think, have known for the last several years Sergeant Miller, who was our liaison with school enforcement investigation. She was recently promoted at the Sheriff's Department and is no longer with us. She received a promotion to lieutenant. We were certainly sad to see her leave. She did an outstanding job for us. The Sheriff's Department has selected a replacement, and that's Sergeant Mike Reinhart. And I believe Sergeant Reinhart, are you still out there? We wanted you all to see him at least tonight and welcome him to his new role with Greenville County Sheriff's Department in the Greenville County Schools School Enforcement Investigation Unit. Sergeant Reinhart, welcome. Glad to have you with us. It's my pleasure tonight to cede my time to one of our outstanding teachers, in fact, our most outstanding teacher in Greenville County this year, Ann Kelsey Siebert, who is the Greenville County Schools Teacher of the Year. She is a 7th grade social studies teacher at Northwest Middle School, and I believe she is accompanied tonight at least by her principal, David McDonald. Do you have anyone else with you, Ann? Well, we are glad to have you here with us tonight and for you to share with the board and the audience tonight a report on my behalf, but a report from you on behalf of the teachers of Greenville County Schools.
Thank you, Superintendent Royster, Chairman Sailors, members of the Board of Trustees. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you this evening, serving as the Teacher of the Year for Greenville County School District for the 2013-14 school year is a tremendous honor. I came to teaching 12 years ago through my love of history and my interest in helping others. I began my teaching career in the Lowcountry, where I taught 8th grade social studies for 6 years. Then in 2008, I moved to Clemson, where I earned a master's degree in history as a full-time student. My husband and I then chose to make Greenville our home. We love all the opportunities that Greenville provides, and we think it's a great place to raise a family, especially given the excellent educational opportunities Greenville County Schools provide for students. Now in my fourth year teaching 7th grade social studies at Northwest Middle School in Travelers Rest, our choice to make Greenville County home is constantly reaffirmed. I have the opportunity to work with great colleagues in a supportive administration, including my principal, David McDonald, who is here today. At our school, as with all the schools in our district, teachers and administrators work hard to meet the needs of students, but teachers cannot do it on our own. On behalf of my colleagues across the district, I'd like to thank the board members for the facilities, materials, and technology that you help provide for our students, which include a Promethean board in my classroom that helps get my students excited about learning. I'd also like to thank and acknowledge all the individuals in the district who work tirelessly behind the scenes to support student learning, including custodians, bus drivers, cafeteria staff, office staff, and those working at the district office. As District Teacher of the Year, I had the unique opportunity to represent teachers across the district and to speak about my experiences and ideas. My message as Teacher of the Year is that educators must help our students develop the skills needed to be global citizens. By learning about different cultures within the U.S. and around the world, our students develop an ability to think in new ways. They learn to look beyond themselves and care about others. If we as educators work to create global citizens, we know that our students will grow to be lifelong learners who are curious about the world around them, informed adults who are capable of making thoughtful decisions, and well-rounded citizens who are eager to take on 21st century challenges. Every day in my classroom, I work toward this goal of creating global citizens. I'm thankful to the board for helping to create and support me and all the teachers, and employees in the Greenville County School District who set high goals for our students and help our students achieve these goals each and every day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann. And again, congratulations on Teacher of the Year honors.
Okay. Let's move in now into the action items of tonight's agenda. The first item of business in order is item 5.01, physical education waiver for a student at Greenville High School. There is a recommended motion. Is there a maker?
Mr. Sailors.
Mrs. Hickerson.
I move that we approve the request for a PE waiver for one student at Greenville High.
I have a motion made and duly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 5.02, comprehensive annual fund report and annual financial report. Recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole requires no second, is to accept the fiscal year 2013 comprehensive annual financial report as presented. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is the superintendent's evaluation committee report, which is the evaluation platform. Recommended motion coming from the committee of the whole requires no second is to use Google Docs in conjunction with board docs as part of the superintendent's evaluation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. The next item of business in order is item 5.04, request to hear student discipline appeal. There is a motion from the administration. Is there a maker?
Mr. Saylors.
Mrs. Hickerson.
I move that we affirm the decision of the hearing officer to transfer the student to the high school alternative program based upon the substantial evidence in the record.
I have a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Next item of business in order is 5.05, the appointment of materials review committee. The recommended motion from the administration is listed. Is there a maker?
Mr. Saylors.
Mrs. Hickerson.
I move that we approve the attached list as appointments of the Materials Review Committee as outlined in policy KNBA.
I have a motion made properly and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is 5.06. The extension to contract for sale of the old Berea Elementary property. There is a recommended motion. Is there a maker?
Mr. Chairman.
Mrs. Bush.
I move to approve a 120-day extension to the inspection period in the contracts of sale of old Berea Elementary with Simbler Florida Incorporated.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion made and properly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
And the motion carries. The next item of business in order is item 6.01 under informational items, internal auditing services, project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're presenting our normal monthly status report of the projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of Mr. Barber this evening? Any questions?
Are you going to have a nice Thanksgiving?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Hope you do too.
Okay. Hearing none, thank you, Rick, for your service and your work of your staff.
Thank you.
Next item of business in order is item 7.01, information or action items coming from board committees. Mr. Meek, do you have any report?
Not tonight.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Next item of business in order is item 8.01, financial report. Mr. Royster.
Mr. Knotts.
Actually, I do have a half an hour presentation.
Mr. Knotts, let me remind you.
Very funny.
That you are the only thing between us and Thanksgiving.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
Yes, sir, I did.
So your new hearing aid works very well, right?
Very well.
Okay.
I've actually general fund revenue and expenditures are meeting expectations. I'll be happy to answer any questions the board may have, board members may have.
Are there any questions? Dr. O'Connor, you didn't have anything? Okay. Okay. Mr. Meek, you got any questions?
Not tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to get in the way.
Thank you, Jeff. Ladies and gentlemen, before we entertain a motion to adjourn, we did have the potential of needing to go back into executive session for the conclusion of a conversation. Do I have a quorum willing to do that? I need a show of hands. I want to make sure we got seven. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Then we will now adjourn to the... all the business, all the public business has been concluded. So we'll adjourn to the conference room A to conclude executive session.
Ta-ta. He didn't state for
Hey, Ron.
Some divvy.
We're going in executive session for personnel matters. Thank you for bringing me up on that.
Picking on me again. I'm being bullied.
I am not worried about that. You're a good man.
How are you?
Have a great week. You're up, buddy. Because we're going to come out with no action taken.
America's all about. Only if everything's working. If it's broke, I'm not.
You should. Next week.
You know what? What's it on?
Thank you. We got good taste. I don't care what they say about us.